defensive front, the front seven, you got a lot of different guys that can get pressure on the quarterback. Not just one guy with a bunch of sacks, but a lot of guys with a lot of sacks. How much does that help a defense overall when the pressure's coming from everywhere and the other team doesn't really know down to down where it's coming from?
Yeah, I think it's very advantageous to us. We hadn't had to blitz as much as we had in the beginning of the season, and we really focused on just adding more to coverage and adding a little more time for the front four to get home. And then when you have pressure coming from the insides, from both edges, and it's not just one guy. Offenses can't just chip one guy and think that's going to take care of the problem. You still got pressure from inside, from either edge. And so helping one matchup doesn't help the whole problem. So it's been good for us. And I think if we continue to do that in the secondary, doing well in coverage, especially early, not allowing the ball to go over top of us, but to make a quarterback go through his reads and give our pass rush time to get home and win their matchups, I really don't see, it's like you said, it's different than trying to block just one good guy, but to block all four guys every snap is going to be hard. And I think, eventually we're going to win those matchups more often than not.
When you see Seattle's defense coming against your offense, do you guys kind of say, this is the game we have to, we have to do more than the lion's share? We have to be the story at the end of the day?
I don't think we go into it thinking that we've got to win the game, but you definitely, there is a difference between, our offense going against anybody else's defense and our offense going against Seattle. You do realize that this was probably going to be a defensive struggle. We don't expect our offense to go in and put up 35 points on this defense. But we don't approach it any other way. There's nothing that we got to do extraordinary that we wouldn't want to go out and do anyway. We got to go play our football, and we don't want to give up more than 10 points in the game anyway. So, we'll do our part, and our offense, they'll do theirs, and we'll see where we stand.
Now, describe Marshawn Lynch.
I mean, I think, having to play him twice last year, and then you just watch him on tape, I definitely think he's probably the hardest tackle in football. He's just hard to get down, and he can make you miss. He can run you over. And you see guys from secondary to linebackers to D linemen who really can't get him down with an arm tackle, with a solid tackle for that much. He's running guys over, keeps his legs moving. He enjoys contact. He doesn't shy away from it. He doesn't get tired. He actually gets stronger as the game goes on. So that's what you got to get ready for when you play him. And, you can't expect for it to change when he plays you. But the biggest thing is just getting multiple guys to the ball, because we can't expect to fit our gaps, right, and then think your job is over and think the guy next to you is just going to get him down by himself. It's going to be a collective effort, guys flying to the ball, getting multiple hats on them and getting them down.
When prepping to play a quarterback that scrambles and improvises as much as Russell Wilson does, what points are stressed during the week, and how do you go about – kind of preparing for something like that?
We've played a couple mobile quarterbacks so far this year. The biggest thing from a secondary standpoint is just being ready to plaster your coverage when the play gets extended. So this is not one of those games where you cover your guy early in the down and then it's over. You're going to have to continue to find your coverage, work your coverage as the play extended, maybe for a long time if he gets to scrambling. And from a rush standpoint, you got to have a very, very disciplined rush plan when you come to a mobile quarterback, because, when you play some of the stiffer quarterbacks that can't move, where they're going to be. So you can run all your games, and if a guy gets kind of out of his lane, it doesn't hurt you much, because there's no threat of the quarterback getting out of the pocket. But now you've got to have your edges, and you've got to have two guys in the middle and keep the pocket intact when you rush. So although that might not create the most pressure, you still keep him in the pocket, and you kind of collapse the pocket on him, make him throw out of the well is what we call it. But, because as soon as you lose contain or somebody gets out of their lane, it's a big step-up lane in the middle, or the quarterback gets out the pocket and that puts stress on the secondary, and that's where all their big plays go.
Is that the key to stopping Lynch and containing the dual threat of Russell Wilson, because they don't seem to really have – explosive receivers?
Oh, they got explosive receivers, especially when you let them extend the play. They make a lot of plays like that. That's where their explosive plays come from, just down the field. I think and you really don't stop their offense, but the biggest way is to make them dink and dunk and have extended drives and not the explosive plays. So obviously everything's going to be committed to stopping the run. That's their bread and butter. That's what they're going to do. And then their play-action game comes off of that, and that's when they're getting their shots. He's running around. And we keep the ball in front of us, make them, you know, get into a drop-back pass game. And I think that's, you know, they can do it, but it's not what they're best at. So, you know, we want to go at what they do best and see where we fare.
Is he any different as a scrambler than Newton or Kaepernick?
I think so. I think one the biggest difference to me, and I think why he's probably most effective, is he's more available most times because he doesn't take hits. He does a really good job of getting what he can from a defender and getting down, sliding or getting out of bounds. He doesn't take those big hits trying to get extra yards. So he's usually a lot more healthier than those guys are. He's also does a great job of scrambling, not to run, but to throw. And he looks downfield as his receivers work and get open for him. A lot of what you see from Rodgers when he starts to scramble and looking for guys getting open, it's the same thing. And you've seen it's not just one guy. It's their entire offense. You got running backs that'll check out late and sneak behind the defense. Tight ends will sneak out. And you got receivers working down the field. So he's got a lot of options when they get into that scramble mode, and that's when all the big plays come.
You guys have been pretty solid against the run since really the Niners game. And you shut down one of the best guys in the league last week. What do you see happening right for you guys these last maybe 8 weeks in run defense?
It was nothing really wrong with the run defense.
But what's going on? I mean, it's improved, you know, the last half of the year.
We haven't done anything different. It's just the way we stop the run and what we talk about is just effort to the ball. Everybody knows their fits and fit the ball. You know, do your job and then maximum effort to the ball. And then you get multiple guys flying to the ball. So if somebody does get cut out of a gap or if there is a missed tackle, you've got somebody else right there. And we make up for a lot of mistakes that we do in our run fits with just effort. And that's how we'll stop the run is with all 11 guys. And then we'll take care of the pass after that.
Do you guys kind of embrace these opportunities to face a Murray or a Marshawn or a Gore, you know, these top guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the National Football League. It's a league made up of grown men, and especially a team like us, we really enjoy going against the best, you know, and competing against the best because we work hard all week, all year, and we don't want to go out and, you know, just go against, you know, beat teams that we know we can beat. We want to go see where we stand and see what our work gets us. So we got a huge challenge this week with a defending chance coming in town. And, you know, we're working hard to compete.
Where do you think you are on that? I mean, there have been those kind of games so far this season. Some have looked great, some have looked not so great.
Where do you think
this defense is? Does it need to perform against these guys? You know, where's your value? To your point about we like these challenges, where mm-hmm. do you think you are right now?
I think we're 9-3, and we got an opportunity this week to be 10-3. So versus a really good team, good offense that has a plan and sticks to it. So we'll see. I think we've gotten better each week, and that's really all we really worry about. And I think we're competing well, starting to play well as defense, especially over the last month. And we'll just keep building on that.
All right. Thanks.
No problem.